ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA is
here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Monday.
Oh, what is up? Did you feel the earthquake yesterday?
I did not. Ah. No.
Oh, gosh. Look, I didn't feel anything, but apparently people felt it in Perth.
Yeah, apparently people in Esperance picked it up as well.
Oh, really? You know what I love reading? Like the comments on people up top that are like, you know, that go through it. And this guy he wrote, I was just sitting at the pub having a beer with me mates and everything went still. And then the beer started to shake.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the only one he's ever had to sit through.
I reckon that's the thing, though, is that if you're sitting next to something really still that could shake, then you notice it. It's the only time. But well, it was the biggest one WA's ever had.
Crazy, right? Do you remember the one last year, though, like that happened? I'm pretty sure it was more down south that happened. Mm. And I saw we've got these quotes hanging from the roof.
Yeah.
And they started to move. And I was like, what the hell? I actually thought the building was going to collapse. I thought the building was falling down, but...
Yeah, well, that's the only reason I saw it is because that speaker that was hanging above your head right now, that started to wobble, so...
Bet you wish it was wobbling right now. Oh, gee, you didn't say no.
Douche. No.
But Indonesia as well, too, a couple hours later, they got a 7-point-something.
Jeez, way bigger.
Yeah, even bigger. So 7.3 earthquake has hit the Maluku Islands of eastern Indonesia, damaging homes as well. And
no tsunami?
Panicked residents. No, well, nothing as yet. That's how long do you wait?
I don't know.
No, nothing like that.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult, a little bit more risque, so they're early in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning... it's a bit of nudity.
Ooh.
Cricket World Cup final was on last night.
Yuck.
So excited.
So
unexcited. Was an incredible game, actually. Went down to finished as a tie.
Mm.
And they have a super over, which is like, I don't know, penalties in soccer, I guess. Then that was a tie as well.
Oh.
And so then England won on the technicality of having hit more boundaries.
Oh, right. Okay.
But if the game wasn't exciting enough for you, the streakers.
Oh, yeah, okay, of course. Naked cricket. It wouldn't be cricket players.
No. There was quite a few streakers apparently last night, but one caught everyone's eye.
What do you mean there was quite a few?
Yeah, there was a couple that got on the field. Most of them just, no, you shouldn't be seen naked in public. Don't do that. But there was one that caught everyone's eye. Do you ever remember a guy called Vitali Zdrovetsky?
Yes, I do know Vitali. So he's a very famous, like, internet star, right?
Yeah, he's a famous YouTube prankster, and he runs an X-rated website called Vitali Uncensored. Now, his girlfriend went viral, and his website kind of went viral as well, like a few months ago, when she streaked on the Champions League final in Spain.
Yeah,
right?
That was hot.
And her Instagram went from, like, pretty much nothing to 3.2 million people. They reckon she made about $4 million off it, right?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and obviously his website, all over news articles, all over everything, a bunch of free advertising. Well, someone else decided to help him out, promo the website a little bit. Not his girlfriend this time. It was his mum.
Oh, my gosh.
Mum was
like,
yeah, I'll get my kid off. I'll run out on the field. I mean, she didn't completely get naked. She just had the one piece on similar to the girlfriend.
Oh, wait. I know. I've seen a photo of this mum.
Of the mama, yeah.
Okay, that mum's a hottie, though. Mm. I mean.
Hot mama. But she didn't last very long. Like, she obviously wasn't as nimble as her future daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Literally jumped over the fence, bang, security got her straight away.
Do you know how far she ran or not?
Oh, I don't think she even got on the field.
Oh,
like, they picked her up straight away and unceremoniously carried her back over the fence.
Dude, and she looks like a 20-year-old woman.
I know.
I didn't think that was anyone's mom.
And I feel like that's the problem for him is that, I know maybe he embraces it, but is it going to be a bit awkward when everyone's looking and going, geez, mate, your mum's a bit all right?
I'm pretty sure we'd be used to that, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, does it make you feel awkward that everyone just be perving on your mum, though?
He's obviously proud because I guarantee you he put her up to that.
Now at hits.com.au.
Now, a man in Queensland has quickly gone from being a loser to an Aussie legend over the weekend after he was crowned the Australian Tattoo Expo's shittest tattoo competition.
Really?
He has taken it out. Now, before I get into just what he had tattooed onto him, I do just want to let you know what the, who the finalists were and what they actually had. So someone had a bin chicken tattooed on their inner thigh.
Yeah.
Someone had Oscar the Grouch in a trash can tattooed on his thingo.
On his...
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone had a camel tattooed on their big toe.
That's pretty good.
But the champ of the shittest tattoo goes to this guy. He was actually from New South Wales. He had a six-pack of beers tattooed on his belly, like a full... like six-pack. So you know the top that you see of the cans? That was tattooed on his, over his stomach. So
show me your six-pack,
a full
mate.
Torso. tattoo.
Was he the kind of bloke that would have a actual six pack?
Oh, no, or... no. He had a beer belly. That's what made it even bloody better. Oh, I think well done to him. But making news over in Missouri, I've got to tell you about this felon who got busted by police. He was running away from police, tried to hide out, but then he farted so loudly that he gave away his hiding spot. But the internet is obviously just having a field day with this, saying, oh, you know, thanks to the policeman for using their senses to sift this one out.
Do you reckon it was one of those ones where you fart and he's like trying to sense if it's going to be a loud one and he does the, like the, but then it goes like,
I don't know.
As you try and like squeeze it shut.
I just think he was shitting himself, right? Please come and close. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jessie and Jules.
Now, I'm just going to go on a little bit of a food rant at the moment. Now, I'm not usually one to whinge about food. I love all food and I'll eat all foods. So, you know when you go out for breakfast, right? And let's just say you order a big brekkie, but you don't get tomato or mushrooms or baked beans. So, you take things off the list because you don't eat them.
Yeah.
And when it comes to paying, you still have to pay for that whole big breakfast, even though you minus the things off. Now, this isn't what I'm getting upset about, because I'm totally okay with it. Might be an inconvenience. I know you had to do something with the beans or whatever. It's whatever's happening with that. Could be a waste. But if you order extra sauce, like you get extra hollandaise sauce, they will charge you an extra $2.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Like, shouldn't they just, like, cancel each other out?
Well, I feel like the only downside is that we know that everyone's canning the tomatoes because, I mean, take them or leave them, right?
No, I mean, but a lot of people do like hot tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, there are people out there that are big fans of the old tomatoes. Yeah,
the Wiggles especially.
But not as much as... Is that not potatoes?
No, it is. Yeah. No, sorry. I meant to say hot tomato. Anyway, that's our little inside joke. I shouldn't have said.
But no one's getting rid of the extra hollandaise sauce, right?
No, you're right.
Because that's why you ordered your eggs, Benny.
That's exactly right. So, look, it's not so much the, like, I just use the breakfast because I feel like that's what everyone could relate to. But where it really burns me is with the kebab. Now, when I order a kebab, I don't get any salad because I hate hot salad. But over the weekend, I got a kebab and I just get chicken, cheese, and then I get barbecue sauce, sour cream, garlic, and something else.
So what you're saying is you get a sauce wrap with a bit of chicken in there.
Legit.
Yeah.
That's mine.
And
you know how much they charge
it?
Me? Almost $16.
No way.
I'm not even kidding you. I don't get lettuce, onion, or anything like that, or tomato, and they charge me for the sauce.
What is it? Kebab's like $11-$12, and you paid $4 or $5 extra dollars.
Yes.
That's crazy. I didn't know they charge extra for sauce.
No. What?
Really?
And it can be between 50 cents or $2. To be honest, I think the price changes the earlier the night goes, the later the night goes. Yeah. So if it's like past 1 a.m.,
they're not going to notice this one.
$2 I'll just slip for an extra squirt. Seriously. Anyway.
Can I just say,
when
you get it at Subway,
I
let you have as many sauces as you
want. No, I know, but Subway's not open at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay 2 nights. Third night is free.
How good is this?
This
We got a 3-night stay to give away.
We absolutely do. And it is by playing You Versus Us. We've got 5 general knowledge questions. All you need to do is choose whether you want to go up against myself or Jesse. We've got Shannon from Eton joining us this morning. Hello.
Hey.
Now, you're a little bit excited because you're a bit surprised you actually got through.
I'm really nervous now. I was going to pick Jesse, but you know what? I'm going to go with Jules today.
You know what, babe? You're in with a shot today, I reckon.
All righty.
Jeez, I'm... Okay.
Pulling these questions out. All right, so 5 questions and buzz in with your name. All right, Shannon?
Okay.
We can take Shan if you like because it's shorter.
All right, no
that
worries.
One syllable.
Thank you.
All right. Question number 1. It is multiple choice. Which artist does not feature on Ed Sheeran's new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project? Is it A, Bruno Mars, B, Justin Bieber, or C, Shawn Mendes?
Oh, gosh, actually. I'm going to go with Bruno Mars.
Oh, no.
It is not Bruno Mars.
Oh, shoot, that's what I was going to say. Who was the second one? Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber or Shawn Mendes?
I'm going to go Justin Bieber.
It is Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, question number 2. Nil all. What is the name of the most southwesterly mainland point here in WA?
Shannon, sorry.
Go on, Shannon.
Oh, southwesterly... What? Sorry.
The name of the most southwesterly mainland point.
Southwesterly mainland point.
Is
that...
Steep
Point?
No.
Right. Oh, okay.
Shall I give you guys a hint?
Southwest. I'm just trying to think, like, southwest, you know, like, so that's not great southern, right? Like, we're not going down that far.
Or
is it a park?
No, the most southwesterly point, not southwestern region.
Okay.
However,
okay.
It may be in that region.
Okay, oh, gosh, where's your map, Jules? Picture Australia. I'm going to
There is
just
a ship
say...
of the same name.
Albany?
Now, anything, Shannon?
Is it Cape Lewin?
It is Cape Lewin.
How do you get a second guess?
I didn't know. Sorry,
Jules. I've been to Cape Lewin too. Have you?
Yeah, I did the Cape track and...
Oh, girl! Awesome! I climbed the thing out there.
The lighthouse?
Yeah, that's it.
Question number 3. Who won the Cricket World Cup over the weekend?
Jules. England.
It is. Ah. 1-1. Question number 4.
And here I was just focused on the stripper.
Which singer's real name is Stefani?
Jules.
Jules.
I've got a mind blank. I actually don't know.
I don't know if it's Stefani or Stephanie, but it looks like it's spelt the same way as Gwen Stefani.
It's not Gwen Stefani because that's the first thing that popped into my mind.
No.
Babe, do you know what it is? Because I've got nothing.
Is it Fergie?
It is not.
Oh, what is it?
It's Lady Gaga.
There you go.
Yeah. Her first name was Gaga.
And Fergie's real name is Stacey. There you go. I just remembered that.
Okay, question number 5. This is for the win for either whoever gets it.
All right.
Scrub is a guy who thinks he's fine. He's also known as a...
Jules. Oh, what is it? Also known as a...
Shan.
No, why am I thinking... Okay, I'm also known as a... Buster?
It is Buster!
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking Hustler or Buster. Hustler known as a Buster. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Unlucky,
Shannon. I'm sorry.
Thanks for playing, mate.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
All right, Jesse, for everything that breaks over in Hollywood, we catch up with the one and only Dean McCarthy. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, can we please talk about the world premiere of The Lion King that happened?
So ironic and iconic. Here's what happened. Not only did Beyonce and Jay-Z, the royal family from America go, the actual royal family from England were also there, while Meghan and Harry literally hung out and rocked the red carpet of the premiere. So I don't even know, like, why? Really? Like when do they go to these premieres? Like, I don't kind of think of one they've ever gone to, or why specifically this one? It's not a particularly UK important type film, you know what I mean? Mm. But whatever it is, maybe they just knew Beyonce was going to be there and they wanted to get a good selfie for the gram. Probably. Here's what happened, though. Here's what happened. Megan actually hugged Beyonce, and then Beyonce was able to hug her back. So when you meet the royal family, you're not allowed to hug them. You have to wait for them to instigate the hug.
Right.
And then you can reciprocate the hug, yes.
But she's the queen, so surely that gets her a little bit across the line, right?
Yeah, she's the queen of the world, so she transcends our universe.
Yeah.
But tell you what, babe, I've never seen Jay-Z look so awkward in my life.
Did he look awkward?
Oh, my gosh.
He looked like he was so awkward.
Also, I mean, what respect, like, you could see the respect that Beyonce was just giving Meek, or like, she was just talking to and looking at her in awe, and I was like, damn, I wish I had Beyonce looking at me like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine having Beyonce looking at you with those loving eyes.
Yeah.
She's so amazing. It's so funny that, like, Beyonce's like, everyone's obsessed. Like, she doesn't, you know, like, Taylor Swift made more money than her last year. But yeah, Beyonce's just in a different world or something.
Yeah,
like,
she's got that iconic status.
It's so iconic.
Yeah.
So iconic.
Speaking of iconic, Dean, can we talk about James Bond for just a little bit? Well, I can't say James Bond anymore, can I? It's just Bond now, isn't it?
It's just Bond because the new Bond is a female actress.
Yeah.
Lashonda Lynch.
Okay, I haven't heard of this chick before.
No, good. Yeah, no, I actually hadn't really either. I remember her from Captain Marvel, but she's not a hugely famous person, really, when you think about it. She's about to be, I guess. For 25 Bonds, there's always been a male, of course.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen in the film. It's not really a spoiler. I'm pretty sure the trailer's going to give this away anyway. It's not like I'm ruining the film or anything. But it is going to have a female lead. She will be 007. Her name in the film is Nomi. Nomi?
Okay.
I don't know how she's going to say it's Nomi. Nomi, Nomi. I don't really know how they're going to do the dramatic one-liner. But basically, like, Daniel Craig will come back into the film out of retirement. He, like, flirts with her at one point. That's being reported. And then, she is going to be the Bond, though. We have a first female Bond.
I cannot wait to see all the hot guys just surrounding her, right? Because, I mean, that's what it was all about with the other Bond movies, all the hot chicks.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely, they did.
Yeah, cannot wait for it, babe. Thanks so much for filling us in this morning.
Bye, guys.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Over the past 2 weeks, Julesy, we have been travelling as much of WA as we possibly can to get selfies with everyone and put people in the running for these brand new free phones.
Yes, the Samsung A50. All you had to do was come and get a selfie with us and post it up on social media and tag us in, and then it has come for the time that we get to choose who our winners are.
Yeah, so we've got two phones a day to give away all this week. It is time to make that first call.
Hello.
Hi, is that Anthony?
No, it's Anthony's wife.
Oh.
Hello, Anthony's wife. It's Jesse and Jules from HitFM, the radio station. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, thanks. What's your name?
Alison Rogers.
Alison, did you know that Anthony took a selfie with Jesse and I last week?
I did see that. He did tell me that.
Okay.
Well, you have done him a massive favour by answering his phone this morning because answered.
He kept his phone in my bag, so there you go.
Ah. Well, you're going to have to figure out where to keep the new one because we're giving you a brand new phone. Congratulations.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, now tell us. Are you going to tell him?
That's an Optus one, isn't it?
It is.
It is, yes.
Yeah, it comes with 3 months' worth of credit and data, the whole kit.
Oh, there you go. Oh, he'll be wrapped with that.
Oh, so you are going to tell him then.
Oh, of course I will. I will tell him.
Well, he absolutely owes you for picking up the phone.
Well, there you go, because he's still snoring his head off.
Well, pass on our congratulations.
I will do.
All righty, Julesy, punch in that second number for us.
Okay, geez. I feel like Oprah. What happens if it goes to voicemail?
I don't know. I guess we just leave a message.
Oh, I love leaving messages, especially when they have to convert to text.
Hey, it's Caitlin. If you could leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Caitlin, it's Jesse and Jules from HitFM. Probably won't leave our number. I think you've got 13, 12, 16 there anyway, but just wanted to let you know, whatever phone that you are receiving this message on,
you can throw it away.
You can just chuck it right now. Just hurl it into the river or something like that, because we are giving you a brand new one.
Yeah, thanks for coming to see us and getting a selfie in Katanning.
And I guess that's the end of the message, really.
Yeah. Anyway, call us back if you want the phone, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll take it. Anyway.
Have a great day. Love you.
Okay. Two down, Julesy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Eight to go.
Yeah. So if you did get a selfie with us over the past couple of weeks, make sure you stay tuned all this week because we could be calling you.
Yeah. It's all thanks to Optus and the Samsung A50.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.